Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by our athletics correspondent, Patsy McGonigal. Patsy, I suppose, huge boost for Finn Valley getting in Stephen Maguire.
Well, yes, absolutely. We're trying to move in that direction, you know, in terms of event leads, you know, and Stephen was originally with Finn Valley, and of course he's from Strabane, was a member of Strabane Athletic Club. Athletic Club no longer exists, and he in the interim has been with the Irish team as head coach at the London Olympics, and was performance director of Scottish Athletics, now back living in Strabane, and of course was involved with the British team, indeed led the British team to gold medals at world and Olympic level, and was BBC, obviously was BBC Sports Coach of the Year, which was a massive honour. So, look, really delighted to get him on board, and the coaches that are currently working with the athletes will work with him, and hopefully everybody will benefit.
Yeah, and Patsy, tell us, how did it come about then?
Well, I'm in touch with Stephen pretty much on a daily basis and have been for years, so, I mean, it was just waiting for the right time to get him involved, really.
So you've recently set up the Sprint Academy. What's the end aim of the Sprint Academy?
Well, the end aim is the athletes to compete and get leadership, get the hard work done, and when they get to national championships, you know, hopefully that will happen sometime later this summer, and you know, hoping these athletes, and there are many talented athletes out there, you know, in the club, so we need to just we need to produce results in the nationals, and that's what we're all about, really.
Yeah, and with Dempsey McGuigan, he was in action in European throws today.
Absolutely, yeah. He was competing. He flew from the States. He's based in the States. He was on scholarship there for a number of years. The scholarship is up now, so he stayed on. And he's training, and he's continued to train, and he's training very well. And he was picked on this, as was Brendan O'Donnell from the Strabane Club as well. Unfortunately, Brendan got sick and wasn't able to compete. And it was held in Split in Croatia. But today, 67-63 for Dempsey. He'll be kind of reasonably happy with that. You know, he is a 70-metre thrower, but it's early season, back in competition, and, you know, looking forward to the Nationals here in Ireland later in the season.
Yeah, and Brendan Boyce, earlier on the week, he was selected for the European Cup, Patsy.
He was, and that's going to be held in Bratislava in Czech Republic. And Brendan, you know, obviously everything... He's been in Spain training for the last few weeks at altitude, you know, in the Sierra Nevada mountains. So basically, you know, he's home now. He's taking advantage of that, and he's off to Padabrady. He was in Padabrady, and he competed previously, and he had good memories of that venue, because I was with him that time, and it was it's a lovely, lovely, lovely venue for a walk event, and it's a little small village kind of a place, and it's a loop, and. He had an unbelievable performance the last time. I remember doing the report for Highland from Padabrady, and it was he was third for a long, long time in that European Cup, and then he went back to fourth, but it was a great performance over 50k on that occasion, and he's back doing 50k on this occasion as well. And you know, it's all about preparation for the Olympic Games. Everything's about the Olympic Games for him this year.
Yeah, it's certainly a big summer coming ahead. Listen, Patsy, thanks for joining us today on Saturday Sport.